What's up, man? All right, guys. So as you guys know, I got stopped by Estonian police a couple of minutes ago, right in this area over here. The train station / bus station is right behind me. So for all of you guys who come in from the Latvian border and you want to go into, into Estonia, like Tallinn, where I'm going tonight, God willing, this is a bus station. Just go on Google, type in bus station Valga. This will show up. I know it doesn't look like a bus station. It kind of looks like the White House, but you're going to see buses and trains in the back. This is where you guys want to go. It's only like 25-minute walk from the Latvian border. So what I did is that I parked my car at the Latvian border. I walked in here. And I was making a video for you guys, and then the police just pulled up on me, and they wanted to see ID and stuff like that. They were very professional, courteous, took them less than 5 minutes, and they had me going on my way. And unlike American police, they actually told me why they pulled me over. Well, they didn't pull me over. I mean, I was walking. They just pulled up on me. So they told me that, look, the train's behind us, right? You see that, guys? That's the train behind us. This is the train station. I'm actually taking a bus to Tallinn. I'm going to spend the night in Tallinn and make a U-turn and come back tomorrow, God willing. So I was actually stopped right there, if you guys remember. And the reason why they stopped me is that they thought I was a Middle Easterner coming in here. Now, I am technically Middle Easterner, but they said the reason why they stopped me is that they thought I was one of those Middle Easterners who comes in here to do nigger shit, you know, fake documents, no documents, you know, nigger shit. Which, hey man, more power to them. I mean, I wish we can do that shit back in America, man. You know, we just can't let any nigger come into the freaking country, dude. You know, you don't want a bunch of Yogi Obes, Austin Hallmans, and Coach Bitch Pills running around your place. So, good for the Estonian police. So, they told me what they normally do is that they hang around the Latvian border and the train station, because a lot of people, Middle Easterners and Indian people, you know, there you go, Indian people. So a lot of Middle Easterners, Indian people, refugee people, they come in from the Latvian border. As you guys know, the Latvian border has no border control, so you can literally walk down the street and you're in Estonia. That's exactly what I did. I just literally parked my car on the Latvian side, strolled my ass in here live on camera, and that was the end of that. So they told me that a lot of Middle Easterner people, refugee types, are doing that, and that's why they had to pull up on me like that. Again, they were very courteous. They spoke English, very nice, professional, less than 5 minutes. Did my camera do something dumb? I have like less than 10% battery left, but I got my charger with me, so I'm good. So I'm just waiting for my bus. My bus is gonna be here in about an hour and a half. So I'm just walking around. I actually bought my ticket, and I think you have to buy the ticket online, because I went inside the bus station. They had no windows, but they do have good Wi-Fi. I was actually able to upload a couple of videos from in the bus station. So what I'm doing right now, guys, is that I'm just walking around this area. Like I said, I got a good hour and a half until my bus is ready. So I ain't got nothing going on for the next hour and some minutes. So I'm just walking around like an idiot. You know, there's no shops, there's no stores over here, guys. You guys have to keep in mind, this is a post-Soviet town. Obviously, this town has not gotten any better since 1949. Probably got worse since the Soviet collapse, because, you know, that's money that went out of here. Like I said, the Latvian border, along with the Estonian border, guys, like I said before, it's primarily Soviet occupied territory back in the day. It really never went anywhere. Then again, as you guys can see, it's gloomy, it's rainy, it's wet. It's just a really depressing place to be. So a lot of people, you know, they do the right thing, which is to go to better climates, better climate, better towns, you know. So, I mean, they have some really nice stone homes, wood homes. I mean, you can probably get yourself a good, decent apartment here, probably $400, $500, you know. So, maybe you can buy yourself a house, you know. I'd look into buying a house around here, you know. I mean, look, my job is to travel all over. My job is to travel all over and see the best places for us to live, you know. I mean, think about it. If you can buy a nice house here for like $40,000-$50,000, you know, you can make that driving truck in half a year, man, back in America. So, yeah, guys, I'm just making sure we have our opportunities and all that good stuff going on. So, yeah, guys, they're just doing their job, you know. Granted, it's technically a racial profiling, but you know what? I do that too, you know. If I was the leader of any European country, I'd round up all the blacks, all the Indians, all the Arabs, and I'd tell them, listen, motherfucker, you have two options. Either you go back where you came from, or we're going to consider you an enemy combatant, and bad shit is going to happen to you. That's what I would do. So, at the end of the day, guys, I never had a problem in Eastern Europe. You know, I've been all over Eastern Europe, you know. The only time I had a problem, which really wasn't a problem, you know, kind of technically was my fault, but the guy was being an a-hole, was when I was in Hungary with my car, and I was trying to exit Hungary to go back to Romania, and the border guard, he was like a short sale. He was like a short-ass Hungarian dude, probably like 5'3 or something like that. He's like, oh, you have to have a ID, international driver permit. And I'm like, dude, when I came in here, nobody asked me for it. He's like, I don't care. My country, my rules. And I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna go fucking to the embassy and request an IDP or any of that nigger shit. He's like, well, listen, you can go across the border, but not the car. Or the car can go across the border, but not you. And I'm like, are you retarded? Well, I didn't tell him that, but the Romanian authorities, they really went to bat for me. And, you know, they're like, hey, man, it's his country, you know. We can't let you in because, well, it's his country. He doesn't want to let you out. Like he said, you know, either you go by foot or the car goes by itself, you know, on the back of another truck or some nigger shit like that. I'm like, you know what? Let me backtrack a couple kilometers and just find another entry point to go into. So that's the only problem I ever had in Europe. And again, it just had to do with the fact that he got jealous that I'm 6'3" while he's 5'3". So, anyway, guys, it's getting a little bit too rainy out here. I'm going to make a U-turn, go back to the train station. I mean, once you see it, once you see this area, once you see a little bit of it, you see it all. So, you know, whether I make a left or a right or I continue walking forward or backwards, what you see here is pretty much what you're going to see throughout the city of Valga. I'm in. So Valga is in Estonia. Valka with a K is in Latvia, which is like 2 kilometers back. All right, guys, I'm going to see you later. Peace.